It's the Barry Pod on 99.3 thevine.com.
All right, as mentioned, it's time to talk with Olivia Dodd about Amplify Napa Valley. Good morning.
Good morning, Barry.
Thanks.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in. It's kind of a big week. You had an event just a couple nights ago.
Yes, we did. We had an event at CIA Copia, which was really fun. It was an event for the arts industry. And so we had leaders in the arts. We had some arts patrons. We had some of our grantees and artists. It was, I don't know, I thought it was a pretty cool night.
So for those who are not familiar, Amplify Napa Valley is relatively new. There was a name change. Give us the
spiel. Okay. Yeah. So really quickly, I guess my spiel would be that Amplify Napa Valley, many of the board of directors used to be on the board of directors of the Napa Valley Opera House when it was a nonprofit. And back in 2021, although it was probably a decade coming, the Opera House Board decided that the best thing to do was get the building in the hands of somebody who could really maintain it the way it needed to be maintained. And so they sold the building to John Truchard and Michelle Truchard, who have been excellent stewards of the building. You see the same programming with the Blue Note and all that stuff. And then they've used the proceeds to start a fund. It was then called Napa Valley Presents. I think I might have mentioned on the radio last time I was here that for many reasons, we decided we needed a branding. The big reason being that when you Google Napa Valley Presents, you get Napa Valley Presents and lots of gift baskets for cheese and wine.
Candles
too, you know, all sorts of good stuff, but not what we were. We're also not a presenting organization, we're a fund. So we decided to rebrand, which launched in July, quietly, and we're kind of now starting to get the word out, thanks to The Vine and thanks to our partners, about what we are. And what we are is we are a fund that makes strategic investments to amplify Napa Valley as a hub for innovative cultural experiences through live performance. So really, if I guess I would say in short, we want to see live performance, theater, music, dance, you know, all of the iterations of it in many diverse genres, cultures, languages happening all throughout the county, everywhere you go. You know, we want to be a place that's alive with kind of this really uniquely human experience.
There was a comment the other, was it Wednesday?
Yeah, what it was Wednesday.
Lost track of
time. It's Friday.
Yeah, me too.
Right now.
I'm already in holiday mode.
Yeah.
About the Mondavi vision of food, wine, and the arts. Mm-hmm. And I've often thought over those intervening years, we've done really good on the food and wine part, maybe not quite so good on the arts part. Mm-hmm. Is that sort of where we're at?
Yeah, I would say there have been many, many heroic attempts. And there have been people doing great work, yourselves included, you know, Arts Council, museum, different people really, really trying. But it just feels like it wasn't quite the right time. And I would say right now, we're actually at a point where it feels like the right time to see the arts arise. And I think a lot of that has to do with, as a destination and as a local economy, you know, we are looking for ways to diversify. And we have really, I think there's a lot of motivation from the business leaders, from government leaders, from community leaders to say, hey, how can we diversify? And with the, frankly, outstanding success of things like Bottle Rock and Nalanda and seeing things pick up where Sabori Ritmo and Blue Note Festival, Black Radio Experience, people are really taking seriously the impact live performance can have for our valley.
Mm-hmm. It has changed.
It has changed significantly from when you and I first met 15 years ago.
Yeah. Wow. How time flies. So as you mentioned, you're a granting organization. Mm-hmm. You're not a producer or presenter. What's the status and the process on granting now?
Sure. So, and I would say we're a grantor, but we're taking it a little bit of a different approach than what people might think of as just a strict grantor. So we use the term strategic investments for a reason. We do make grants. That is a huge part of what we do. I say that's the core of what we do. And how you get a grant is, first of all, we have on our website an inquiry form and a nomination form. So if you know of a really promising, outstanding artist who just needs a little help to get to their next level in whatever their discipline is, please nominate them. Let us know about them. Call us and tell us about them. And then we take that information to our programming team, which is our staff and three outside advisors. And we all review it together and we say, okay, can we help this person or can we help this entity get to their next step, whatever it is. And what we're really looking for are local emerging artists from multiple disciplines, genres, voices, backgrounds, who want to take this seriously, ideally as a career kind of step. But maybe it doesn't have to be a career step. Maybe we're just for our more emerging artists, helping them figure out whether that's a path they can take. So, again, the same thing with individual artists and entities. So we have funded the Nat Valley Youth Symphony, who supports 75 performers every year. We are supporting the Acapella Extravaganza, which brings together all five high schools, acapella groups, and collegiate and headlining touring acts. And then we're, of course, sponsoring Idle Napa Valley, which I know that ad's running on the Vine right now, which brings this opportunity to be kind of seen in a real, a kind of an amazing competition of voices. If you guys have not been, please go to Idle Napa Valley. Please check out the Acapella Extravaganza. One of the best compliments that we got on Wednesday night was somebody came up to me after the event, and we had three of our grantees and one mentor perform. And somebody said, I just didn't expect local talent to sound that good, you know, and that they were kind of like, I am so blown away by how engaging these artists are. And that's sort of our goal, is to say, you know, when you think of like Nashville talent, you think like there's a bar there, right? Like we're really like, you expect something. You think of Austin talent, or you think of going to New York, even like street buskers. And I think that's really what we're trying to say, is we have that level of talent here, and it's just about cultivating it and raising them to the top.
Absolutely agree with all that. So what steps would you like our listeners to take?
Well, there are a few things they could do. Like I said, if you know a promising person, they could be young or not young, who really wants to have a next step in their career, please bring them to our attention. I can say words. And then if you also have an organization or group, you know, that is doing great things to support emerging talent, please let us know. And we want to have a conversation. And the other thing that you can do is, we are also raising money for these efforts. So we're doing a lot of great things in the community, but it does take resources to make that happen. And as much as $250,000 can go in a year, it is really just scratching the surface on what is needed to make the impact we want. We have way more artists that we could be supporting than money to give away. We would love your support. We are running a campaign right now called Giving Tuesday-ish. It launched on Tuesday, and because we are Amplify Napa Valley, we took a one-day event and made it a whole long event, a month-long event. And for Giving Tuesday, if you give $5, or if you like our social media posts and reshare them, then you will be entered into a drawing to win tickets to fun things like the show of your choice at the Uptown. We are working on tickets to Fink and the live shows they have there. And then Bottle Rock and La Onda are grand prizes for the month, so you could win tickets to that. And if you have a little bit more resources to give and you want a really extra special experience, we also have ways for you to get into an exclusive VIP suite at Bottle Rock. You can donate to earn those passes, and that is a shared suite with Senator Dodd. And then we also have one at La Onda that we are sharing with the Napa County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, where we will have artists mixing there, and we will have really fun people. So great ways to enjoy the shows and give back and support artists in the community.
And to find you on the interwebs?
In the interwebs, amplifynapavalley.org.
Olivia Dodd, thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Barry.
Great.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Berry Pod, tastings from Wine Country Live in the morning.
On 99.3, thevine.com.